Welcome to the Tea Podcast, the podcast that always takes it there. Your host for the Tea Podcast is T from the infamous TeaBlog.com. Today, T is joined on the Tea Podcast by Below the co-host, the world's greatest co-host. Listen in as T and Below entertain you through witty dialogue and comments covering everything and anything two grown men can possibly discuss in anywhere from over or under an hour. Now here is your host and co-host, T and Below.
All right, Below, we're live.
Good evening.
It's been a while, Below.
It's been a long time. Feels like forever.
Well, let me welcome you back to the Tea Podcast, and we welcome everyone listening to the Tea Podcast for Thursday.
Feels good to be back.
February 20th, 2020. Welcome to the Tea Podcast, number 143. 143, Below. I love you.
Just in time for the end of Valentine's Day.
Just in time. It's fucking a week later, Below.
But the 143 is close enough to Valentine's Day.
I know. I wish I timed it perfectly. I would have did a Valentine's Day podcast. We didn't have that. That's 143.
Speaking of Valentine's Day, I heard a rumor while I was away the past couple of weeks.
A rumor, or did you listen to the podcast and actually heard what I talked about?
That's my saying, is I heard a rumor. And, you know, I heard it, and it might have been factual. But we haven't had a chance to talk about it because you didn't want to talk about it until we had the chance to talk about it.
Yeah, we haven't had a chance to talk about it because you've been AWOL for the last fucking 2 months, basically.
Listen, I had a few things going on, and I was in other countries, literally, and we didn't get a chance to catch up.
We'll talk about that. But so what's the rumor? What are you alluding to, Below, that the listening audience obviously knows what you're alluding to?
I heard that somebody that I know happened to talk to somebody else that they know and get engaged.
Well, that person didn't really have to talk to anybody else about getting engaged. That person came to their podcast and announced that they were engaged. Therefore, if you're alluding to my engagement, Below, yes, I am engaged.
That's what I was alluding to. That's the rumor that I heard. I cannot believe that after all these years that I've known you. I've never, you know, envisioned, not to say that I didn't think you could, never envisioned you being a soon-to-be wed tea. A wed tea.
I am soon to be a married man. I am soon to be wed tea. We are, yes, engaged, so... You know me for a long time.
Congratulations. I will say congratulations. And I will say congratulations to the new Mel T.
Yeah, Mel T. Mel T. Mrs. T. What if we call that? What if you change it over to Mrs. T? That'll be a nice nickname.
Mrs. T. That's her nickname. Mrs. T.
Mrs. T.
We have to keep it that now, Mrs. T. So when she decides to, you know, stand in for me again, she can refer to herself as Mrs. T.
Possibly replace you the way we're going because you're barely doing the podcast. You're barely even promoting the podcast. It's like you don't even exist anymore.
I do exist. I promote it when I want it. But I'll stop promoting it when I'm not on it.
You promote the products that aren't even related to the podcast as opposed to the podcast, which makes no sense.
Listen, I'm learning how to do all of this. But anyway, congratulations. I'm interested to, you know, I had a lot of questions about this. You know, I was hoping that you and I would have been able to speak about it before you spoke about it by yourself. But unfortunately, the timing was off slightly last week because we did plan to record both weeks that I was away. However, due to some technical difficulties, we missed each other. And I was
Technical difficulties and obviously the week of the engagement, you know, came before that. So I had to plan for the engagement, which was something, you know, maybe I spoke with the podcast myself, but as you knew that I was going to propose. You didn't know exactly when. Correct. And, but I did tell you, getting closer to the date, but because I didn't share that with a lot of folks, but you, obviously, the one of the people, probably the most, that encouraged me to get back into dating. First, let's get that out of the way. Who ever would have thought, when you and I started doing this, the podcast, but also to encourage me to get out of my depressing state, to get on dating apps that we made it funny or entertaining, and I put my personal fucking life out there. you know, get into the dating. Who would have thought that I would have found the love of my life when we started this?
Not me. You're welcome, Mrs. T. I heard her say thank you.
That is a modern day romance. That is something that maybe I told her, you know, can I turn this into a script one day? Because, you know, we met off of a dating app. That is, I look, you know, I'm looking at all the, you know, about some of them, but I mean, of all the women I've dated, man, old school, meeting them out in the wild, we'll call it, getting set up, you know, datings and breakups and relationships. At 42 years old, almost 42 and a half, there was a lot. You know, I'm not hiding anything from that, you know, Melty knows, but who would have thought that it would have came down to Bilo and T and the T podcast and dating apps to find the one? It's crazy to me.
That is, you know what? It just goes to show that it can work out. It can work out if you meet somebody organically, as people refer to it. You can meet someone on a dating app and it can work out and you can find happiness. You know, again, you can meet somebody out somewhere and it not turn out to be so well, just like you meet someone on a dating app and it not turn out so well. And same thing on a dating app. That's good. So are we going to disclose any details, like the where's and the when's and all this other stuff, or are we going to keep that top secret too?
No, I mean, again, I got to be respectful of our engagement, but I can reveal some information as much as I can. You know, she knows I'm going to talk about it on here. I have to make that very clear. The T podcast is about T, my perspective on things and my life most of the time. The solo podcasts tend to be more about, you know, my life talking to myself, basically. But when I'm here talking to you, so again, we're engaged now. And the next logical step where we're going to have an engagement dinner. Again, we're going to do it small. Our goal is small. We haven't come up with a count or when or how, but our goal is right now, let's just get our closest immediate family. Because again, we're a little bit older. It's not like we can have big wedding parties because all our friends, you know, they have kids, grown kids.
You're a lot older.
Yeah. So, you know, we're not in our 20s. But first step is the engagement party, the engagement dinner, which is coming up. And then, we already actually have a venue booked for our wedding. We're going to look at one next week, believe it or not, even though we want to do it.
So you have the venue picked out. There's something that's relevant to this whole wedding thing, because you and I were texting, talking about the wedding, and I made a comment about the wedding. And I do want to bring that up because I was listening to something on the radio this morning that was actually talking about weddings. But I want to go back to this. You said you have a venue picked out already that you want to go view, or you have a wedding venue picked out for the wedding?
No, go view. So we're going to start going to do that. So we have our engagement dinner location booked. That's all set, the date, everything. The guests that we're going to have, the small party. The venue for the wedding, we actually have one next week we're going to look at. So we're starting to do that just to get an idea. I originally threw out, you know, and again, I don't think it's feasible with our families and just timing a destination wedding. I would love to go back to like maybe Napa or somewhere, but that's tough to pull off, you know?
I have two comments. I have one question for you, but I'm going to ask the question second. But I think I want to talk about the weddings, because I was listening to this morning, somebody was talking about the average cost of a wedding. And this goes back to what you and I were texting about, right? Mm-hmm. Is they said the average cost of a wedding is about $35,000.
Yeah. Right?
And I sit there and it's just like, I'm like, people get married for what? Like, and I have a friend of mine, his daughter just got engaged. They were talking about that. And another friend, the same thing, they got engaged. Because again, you get to a certain age, the daughters get a little bit older, they start getting engaged, right? And I'm like, just offer them the money. Because I would say, just take some money and buy a house or something. Because if someone's going to spend $35,000 on a wedding, for what? I mean, the wedding's supposed to be for the people getting married. You don't need something large. You know, you spend all this ton of money. You could have something just like, for me, I'm one of those, I think, at this point. You know, as long as it's a, you know, nice, respectful, something that's meaningful, right? Respectful and meaningful. It doesn't need to be a large thing. It can be something small. And so I think the small intimate weddings, personally, I've been to some. I've been to large weddings. I've been to small. I like them better, to be honest with you. I don't like all the showy, hoity-toity, let's try to like make it too fancy. Yes, you want to have a nice dinner, a nice dance, and have some of the traditions, but you know, you don't need this big fancy thing.
Yeah, we were thinking that. I mean, obviously at our age too, like we're not revealing too much about what we're thinking, but a small intimate wedding, it's probably at the top of our list, you know, at this point, because obviously we want to get married and have kids, you know. It's like, we don't want to, we know we want to spend the rest of our lives together. We know we don't, we know our money should go towards other things like buying a home, raising our kids. Like, why spend that kind of money on a wedding? And then
I agree completely. I agree completely. My question is, and I just want to throw this out there, please don't answer it right at this moment. But I know the state that you live in and I know the rules. Mm-hmm. I want to marry you.
Are you ordained?
No, but you can do one wedding. I want to do the wedding of Mr. and Mrs. T. Just think about it. Put it in the back burner.
Yeah.
That would be amazing. Well, considering that I helped push you to go through it, it has some meaning to it.
That's pretty cool.
But I can do it. You don't have to be ordained, but the state of Massachusetts, because you tell everyone you live in Boston, which you do, I could do a wedding. I just would have to like go out, fill out the paperwork, do all that little stuff, and I can do by the power vested in me in the state of Massachusetts, I now pronounce you Mr. and Mrs. T.
Well,
and I would do it seriously. So you just
we'll parking lot that for now. We'll think about that. We'll consider that somewhere down the line. Here is something though that you should be interested in that we are considering. Again, very little consideration. I threw this out there to Melty because you brought this up to me in the past, off camera. Off the podcast that you wanted to, you know, photograph our engagement, and I told you we were going to keep that.
Yes,
wanted, but not the, you know, not the engagement itself, but our engagement photo. So I did bring that up to her, saying that, you know, B-Lo, we'll have to see some legitimate stuff. I've never really seen that. I know you've done it, but I told her about. I haven't seen those types of pictures. I haven't. You showed me
other
pictures, but I've never seen like, you know, people engagement photos. But I was like, no, B-Lo's legit. He has the camera. He has the, she's like, does he know about lighting and shadows and all that? I go, he does. I go, you know, it's like, what about editing? I go, he does know all that. I go, we'll take a little bit of that. But I go, you know, and then she was like,
why don't you guys come up to visit? And I'll show you my pictures on the computer.
Well, that's another thing too. Like, you know, we end up doing the photos in Boston. And then she was like, does he know places? I go, I know places. Well, my Instagram, I'm thinking the places I've shot in Boston would be, we could find a good location, and then with your background in shooting people, we could combine the two. I'll find the perfect spot or two, and you could shoot us. We could think about that.
Yeah, no, it's great. But did you tell her I actually wanted to, you know, hide at the wedding, at the engagement place, and do like impromptu photos so I can get like the real like thing?
Well, speaking of the real thing, so obviously a lot of the things that Melty and I talk about now are a wedding talk, right? And maybe you've heard this. I never did. But it's more common than I thought because I started asking people at the office and friends and stuff too. Have you ever heard of capturing at the wedding between the couple, the happy couple, the first look when he first – it's not when she's walking down the aisle. When he first sees her in the dress, it's called the first look. Have you ever heard of this phenomenon?
No.
Oh, so it's – she gives me a hard time about this. It's basically, you know – you, the man, seeing her in her dress the day of the wedding, just so you could get the reaction and then do all your photos real quick. But it's every single fucking guy turn around going like this. like they're supposed to be so shocked seeing her in the dress. And I'm like, old school mentality aside, I always thought you're not supposed to see her in the dress until she comes walking down the aisle because that shit's supposed to jinx the whole thing. But now the first look is like the opposite and everybody's doing this first look thing and recording it. So
that's silly.
But if you're breaking, I know, you're not doing wedding photography, but you are doing a game. So have you ever shot a wedding itself, not just the engagement?
Because you I have not done a wedding.
No. Okay.
So. Are you going to do a Peaky Blinders wedding? I think you should do a Peaky Blinders wedding.
Yeah, that'd be me, Tommy, in the fucking kitchen saying, no fighting, no fighting, and then fucking hit somebody and stop fighting.
That's good. Well, congratulations. I'm looking forward to hearing more about wedding plans of Mr. and Mrs. T, and possibly the person doing the wedding. The other question I have for you is, what is on your face?
So
I haven't seen you in a couple weeks.
I just did this yesterday. So I want to bring that up because I know you noticed this. Well, I dabble in the facial hair arena. I've always playing around my facial hair, but I've been bearded for a long time before beards became popular. But every now and then, I remember before I started doing the beards, one thing I did was a goatee. And I haven't had a goatee in a very long time, But as you know, this area, like, I've always grown thicker, and then I would fade in my beard anyway. But this area still gets in pretty dark. This gets a little gray, and then the rest of this is starting to turn gray. Again, over the last few years, I've grayed the fuck out. So, again, this is, I shaved yesterday. You can kind of see that's already coming back in. But I decided to, all right, I was standing in front of the mirror. I'm like, let me try a goatee. It's been a long time. And I did it. And I was like, damn, I look good. I look a little bit younger. I look a little bit different.
No, you want? Do you want to know something? You do look a little bit younger, but you almost look Asian. You look like a little old Asian man. You really do.
So I did that. Went to the office. A lot of people liked it. Like, oh, wow, look at you. The baby face is smooth. And I still get pretty smooth skin. So I went to get Melty last night at work, and she stayed over last night. And I picked up from my car. It was dark out. And she really didn't notice. It was raining. She didn't notice in the car. We grabbed food. We got a couple of Greek salads with chicken on the corner. And then we came back to my place. She didn't notice until we walked into the elevator from my garage with that light. She goes, what did you do to your face?
And she had the same reaction I did.
Oh, yeah. I go, it's a goatee. She did not like it. She does not like the goatee. And she goes, you got to grow the beard back in. Mind you, this is a girl before ever dating me. Never dated with guys. Never dated guys with beards. Never dated guys with tattoos. So, and here I am, like, showed up beard, all inked up. And now she's telling me that I got to grow my beard back. And I'm like, baby, it's all faded up. It'll be back in a day or two. I'm Italian. This shit could at least still grow in. She goes, no. She goes, you got to get your beard back. It bothered her, man. Like, she talking about it all night.
That's funny. That's funny. The other thing that I wanted to bring up that I thought was pretty good. There's a couple things. I have a couple gym stories. I have a couple stories I want to bring up. Marathon Monday. I'm a little looking forward to this, you know. What, yeah. I'm calling the final Marathon Monday.
It could be. So let me catch the audience up, right?
It will be my final Marathon Monday, I'm sure. So.
Hold on. First of all, let's get into that. So Marathon Monday, for those of you at home, obviously, if from Boston, not from Boston, the Boston Marathon is every April on a Monday, Marathon Monday. Obviously, a lot of you know about, you know, the marathon bombings, but a tradition in Boston is called Patriots Day. It's our holiday. Some people get it off, some don't. And there's a Red Sox game. Every year at 10 a.m. used to be at 10 a.m. Now it's at 11 a.m. So I have everybody over. I've been doing it since I was 19 years old. This would be my 24th straight year. I always had a dream of making it 25 straight years. But now, like you never know when next year is going to be. I'm going to be moving out of Boston. Let's make that clear. It's still a Boston neighborhood, but I'm not going to say where I'm going. Come June, I'm moving in with Melty. I'll be away from this Fenway area.
Mrs. T.
But I want to make at least 25. Who knows? You know, maybe we're blessed with a kid on the way next year. It could change. So let's treat this year, even though I don't want to, I know you don't want to, let's treat this as the last true Marathon Monday. So,
yes,
I got the tickets. We got the Sox game. Everybody, one last hurrah at the Tea Palace. We'll drink here, get the shots going, go over to Fenway. This year, B-Lo. You and I usually pretty good. The last 2 years, we kind of fell off because we're pretty – you and I could drink. This year, B-Lo, we got to make it to the fucking finish line. That's going to be our goal together. We got to basically make sure – I don't care if other people don't make it. You and I got to make it to the finish line. Of course, Melty would be there with us. But, I mean, we can't just pause and stay one place on Lansdowne. We got to lead the game around the sixth inning. We got to be able to get up, motivate ourselves. We can have a quick drink down there. But, B-Lo, we got to stop making our way down and celebrate. And I'll T-block pose you with your hat. We would T-block pose for the podcast at the fucking finish line this year for the audience. Does that sound like a plan?
Yeah, no, that would be good. I think that would be good. We have to make it. Now, I said that the last couple years, I think, got a little ridiculous.
Well, why do you think it's going to be your last year? Because of me? You think it's going to be because
no.
of
me?
No. You think it's going to be everybody's?
No.
Future plans, it's okay. You already live in another country.
No, I have I'm working on a few things that in a couple weeks I have some big announcements that I'll be making. I haven't told you about this, but I'm working on a few things.
What the fuck? Bill, again, nobody knows it's fucking you. You can reveal things on here like
no, I don't want to reveal. No, it's not that it's going to be identifying. When I have things solidified that I'm working on, I have a bunch of people helping me. Do something, I will tell you, and I can't wait to see your face. It's going to be the first look.
The first,
hopefully.
I'm going to do it on Snapchat. Do it on Snapchat so I can do in a filter in the fucked up little head that we have. I want to do that on there.
Oh, no, I'll do it. You know, you can do the Snapchat. We'll do that. So, Math on Monday would be pretty good. I'm looking forward. I definitely want to make it to the finish line because I've always, you know, I really honestly missed out. Anyone who hasn't gone to the marathon, just you walking down the street, just the energy alone of people cheering on. Forget the partying, forget the drinking, forget whatever, right? But just when we were walking down there, just the energy of people cheering, seeing the runners and, you know, what they're going through and the hard work, just the energy that you feel is amazing. Yeah. So I missed it the last 2 years that we didn't go. And I definitely want to make it. And the only thing is we just have to go have a drink or two when we get to Fenway, not drink a lot. You know, because then again, if people want to say, we just have to mentally say, because everyone last time, you know, the couple times we've gone, oh yeah, we can get drinks easy because we're right here at the bar and stuff. But that ends up just making it a mess. We just say, hey, we're just going to have one or two. Then we're just going to go because everyone's like, well, we're not going to be able to get a drink everywhere. So just consciously we'll have to say the goal is not to get drunk or to drink. The goal is to have a couple of drinks at a few places and pick up the energy of the finish line. Hopefully the weather is nice. The weather always impacts it.
But so, I mean, you get nice weather. I agree with you. There's like not just the marathon itself, but there's like a sense of Boston pride that day. Everybody's happy. There's so much energy. There's nothing but like love. You know, we all want to enjoy the day. And I'm hoping too that it's a nice day, then we can leave. But there will be no fucking detours back to the Tea Palace this year. There will be no fucking burgers up in my place. There will be no returning. Everybody just saw the place. We'll be here. We'll start. That's because last year you got here late. So you need to be here and drink early. Then we'll leave, go to the game, and then we do not come back this way. We go to that finish line.
Did you invite Mary?
No. Mary's dead to us now. If that's how it goes.
You should have invited her. I told you should have invited her. It would have been a good, you know, good.
That would be who would that be good for at this point this year? How can we do that?
Man. Anyway, moving along. So I had a couple of things. So we'll go to the
wait, hold on, Bill. Before we do that, where the fuck have you been? Like, I know you don't give the details, but you haven't been recording. You haven't been here. Melty almost replaced you. You weren't here to enjoy my celebration and my announcement. Now, Bilo, you've been traveling. How have you avoided the coronavirus? Well, first of all, were you quarantined for the last 2 weeks? Is that where you were with the coronavirus? Man,
you know something? Because I flew last week, right? And
were you extra cautious? Because everybody knows on the Tea Podcast.
No, everyone asked me that.
You have OCD. No,
I want to know the funniest thing. And
did you wear a mask?
No, I did not wear a mask, but...
Because I think people at home, we all picture Bilo traveling, walking through the airport, getting on an airplane, fucking, I don't know, from head to toe plastic, little booties around his shoes, and a surgical mask. So you're telling me you didn't travel that way?
No. So I got on the plane. It was like, whatever, Sunday morning, right? Everyone had masks. Everyone's like, you're going to whatever. I'm like, you're going to wear a mask and do whatever. And I'm like, no, I want to bring some Clorox. But I forgot the Clorox. But everyone was like, a lot of people wear masks. None of the Asians. All the other times of the year, I see a lot of Asian people and I'm not trying to.
No, we said this on the podcast.
Them. It's they're always wearing masks. But then I was on this plane. None of the Asian people in Logan Airport had a mask. All these other people had masks. And I'm going, this just doesn't seem right. So.
Wait, let's just be honest here. Hold on. Before you get into that, again, we're not trying to stereotype people. But if you're traveling, doesn't matter where you are, whether it's another country, another state, whatever, right now, this day and age, let's be honest. This Tea Podcast, we're honest. And you see an Asian person. Do you get a little nervous?
No, I don't. I really don't. I really don't. So fast forward about my week. So we were sitting there, and I'm like, oh, I forgot to buy Clorox wipes. I wanted to buy Clorox wipes because I wanted to wipe a bunch of stuff down. So, and I was just talking about it with a bunch of people, and one of them just happens to be my future wife.
Wait, is this part of the announcement that you have coming up? Are you also engaged?
So anyway, I didn't get any wipes, and... they were concerned for me. So this is what they gave me when I left. They gave me a thing of wipes to wipe everything down because they're like, make sure you wipe down the tray table. Make sure you wipe this. Don't put anything in the seat backs because I was reading how bad it was. But that's
did you do that anyway? Like, have you done that though? Like, have you traveled with the wipes and have you wiped down everything on the airplanes in the past? Yeah. Before the coronavirus, you always did that.
Yeah. Because, because if I use the table, a lot of times I don't use the table, right? But you wipe down, like, the screen, you know, because I fly JetBlue, and they have, like, the nice TV and the screen. Yeah. I wipe that down because it's all grimy anyway. And, like, the table sometimes is sticky and has stuff on. I'm like, I don't want to put my shit on it. So, yeah, I do wipe it down. I just, this trip, I just happened to have forgotten them. And then this time I actually stayed in a hotel as well. So I wanted to pick up the Clorox wipes when I landed, but I forgot to. So.
And what do you wipe down in a hotel? As soon as you walk in. Down. What do you do? Hold on. What is Bilo's approach? As soon as Bilo walks into a hotel room, what is the first thing
I wipe
that
down
does?
Like the knobs. I wipe down like
Where do you put your suitcase? Do you?
I throw it on. Well, it depends on what the type of room it is. If I have a room with two beds, I'll throw it on one of the beds. And that will be like the dirty bed. and then if I have a suite, usually I'll have a suite with like a living room and a chair. You know, like a sofa and a chair, and I'll just throw it on one of the chairs, and then I will put it back in the house. But I'm not like so bad about it. Like I don't step on the floor and the rug. I always wear like my flip flops. You know, in and out of the shower because I don't want anything on my feet. I'll wipe down. If I use the desk, I'll wipe down the desk. I mean, just not like I'm neurotic about it, but you just want to make sure things are clean. I don't ever use the television, but we talked about it before. The television remote.
The bag.
If I do use it, I'll hold. You know, I'll hold the napkin over it, or you know, I'll wipe it down. But most of the time, I hold the napkin over just because I feel like I have.
What about the phone? Have you ever gotten a call or had called room service? Would you touch
it? I won't answer it.
I don't. They could be like, Bilo, the hotel's on fire. You're like, fuck it, I'm not answering it.
There's sound the fire alarm. I'm not touching that hotel grimy ass phone.
Has there ever been a hotel room? It's like so fancy, so nice that you didn't wipe anything down. Have you ever come across that?
The only time I've ever not done that is if I forgot my wipes. And then I'll use like a napkin or something to use it. But no, I don't care how fancy a hotel it is. People are cleaning it. They're not, you know, the cleaning people do not wipe down the knobs after every guest. And it's nothing against, you know, again, it's just not part of their checklist.
Man, you, me, Melty, and your future wife, whoever this may be, we all need to go on a vacation someday because you have to see, you and Melty travel the same. Like you have to watch, she does all that shit. I love watching her get on an airplane. I love watching her like get into a hotel room. The wipe down is immaculate. It's just like you. It's hilarious. It's hilarious. Like to the T, pun intended.
So yeah, these are the wipes I got. I have to take a picture and put it on my Instagram.
Okay, Reels hold up fucking Minions wet wipes. Call wet ones.
I'll take a picture of it right now and you can hear it. Kills 99% of the germs. So one of the things I wanted to ask about, because we haven't talked about a gym story in a little while. Hold on. You hear that? That was my camera.
Have you seen anyone at the gym with surgical masks on? Because again, I work out in my building, but have you seen anyone?
No. I was at the gym. I did join another gym. I told you about this, I believe.
Tell me that.
I'll mention that too. So I went to the gym one day and I go really early in the morning. And for some reason this morning just happened to be less people in there. I think there was like four of us in the entire gym and it's a pretty large gym. I was working out on a machine and this guy came over and it's not like it was the only piece of equipment that was like this. I was doing, tricep pull downs.
Yeah. What do you use for tricep pull downs? Use the rope or do you use the bar and press?
Depends. I switch. I use the rope and I use the bar. A lot of things I do, just like when I do the back, I'll do wide or I'll do close, pull down, you know, one arms if you're doing your, you know, sitting, or I'll do a wide or I'll do an I alternate. I do a lot of different things. Just to
obviously, I mean, I like doing the bar when I want to go heavier, but the rope, you get a better burn. Like that's obviously how.
Yeah, a lot of people too is like, and I watch because I was talking to my trainer at one point. And like you just watch some of these people, like they don't really realize like the most important thing is like the motion. Like you go slow and steady, like you start jerking, you miss the entire movement.
Yeah.
Right? Like you could actually go to like 10 pounds and not, you know, yeah, you look like a macho man, you're doing 150 pounds, just like jerking. But if you can do 10 pounds, you do the right
thing,
you get more out of it.
I don't go heavy on the rope.
So this is the weirdest thing. So there was like four of us in there. I wasn't using the only piece of equipment, nor was I camping out on. I hate when people camp out on things, right? And I will actually say something. If they're like sitting on a machine, they're playing on their phone, you watch them. Like if someone's taking a quick like 10-second break or something like that, yeah, fine. But if you see them with someone like looking on their phone, doing something like this, reading something, I'm like, I mean, you know, you pick, your rent is due, right? You know, we're all paying rent for this piece of equipment, so you've had your share. This guy came up to me, four people in the gym. Oh, can I jump in and do a set? And I'm like, sure. I mean, I don't care. I mean, again, everybody uses it. It's not my equipment, right?
We can take Wait, so was there a similar machine he could have used?
Yes. There was two other ones open.
With no belts on it?
No.
Was he hitting on you?
No, I don't know. I just, and I honestly, you know me, I just looked at him and I went, yeah, go ahead. Like, I gave him, like, I'm just sitting there going, like, I didn't even understand it. Because I was actually, like, working out. I paused because I was done with that set, to ready to go up again. And he's like, oh, could you mind if I jump in? And then exactly what he did. He took the weight. He shouldn't have been doing the weight that was there. Some people will jump in. They will switch the weight.
They will switch or whatever. Yeah.
He didn't even look. And he's just like, and then he left. And I was just like, I don't even understand what just happened.
That's something new, because usually you only do that when the gym is crowded. But if you have a similar one available that nobody's on, you take that one. You don't bother someone.
That was my point. That was my point, was I don't mind the jumping in. I do that. You know, again, it depends if the gym, if it's crowded where you are.
It's crowded.
Like you said, the machinery, fine. There was four people in this gym, and he had multiple other apparatus the same that he could have used. You know, and I was just like,
I'm surprised you let him. I'd be like, buddy, there's literally a fucking one empty with nobody on it right next to you. Use that one.
Listen, I have a big heart. You know this.
No, you don't.
Yes, stop trying to portray that I'm an evil being. I'm not. I'm actually really nice.
Who are you trying to convince of that, B-Lo? Me or yourself?
Well, no, it's just like me. I could start saying like you're a womanizer or something and you're not. And then it just, people listening would say, oh, T's a womanizer.
Can't say that anymore. I'm engaged. So clearly I'm not a womanizer.
No, it doesn't matter. Being engaged married doesn't mean that you can't be a womanizer. I'm a nice guy. Maybe there was a couple points in my life where I may have not been so nice, but now I'm a lover.
Well, as long as you show me that you're committed to this podcast, and so far it has not been interrupted like it has been the last few times.
And I'm committed to the podcast. Unfortunately,
you promote the podcast.
You can't wait an extra 15 minutes for me to, you know, put on my flak vest, climb under some barbed wire to get back to where, you know, I could talk.
The last time you were like, literally like, yeah, let's do it fucking 5 a.m. or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Like, I don't have another fucking job that you want me to record. I'll be like, okay, I'll be sure to leave my office job to come record.
So the other thing is, as far as the gym goes, not that anybody cares. I want to hear the opinion of it. I joined Planet Fitness.
I can't believe you joined Planet Fitness.
I wanted people's opinion on Planet Fitness because I was talking with someone prior to me leaving on one of my trips. And they said, well, I joined Planet Fitness because I can go to the gym anywhere when I travel. I'm like, you know what? That's not a bad idea. And we're talking about it. So I decided, well, one of the problems when you travel is sometimes fitness, because if you're staying in a hotel, a lot of times the hotel gyms suck. They don't have the equipment. It's all broken. Or you can find, if you know, a couple times I've gone to a gym and got like a free, you know, week pass or something like that, but that gets old. So I joined Planet Fitness, and I'll keep both memberships so that I can, if I travel or could go somewhere. So you pay the $20 a month, you have access to it anywhere. They're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, which is beautiful. So if you want to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, if you get in late or whatever, you can actually just...
All locations are open 24 hours.
I believe all locations are open 24 hours. I'm not 100% certain, but all the ones that I looked at that I was interested in because I wanted to use them were open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
But zero free weights, right?
No, there's free weights. See, this is what I was saying is I had the wrong impression of it.
Planet Fitness has no weights, no free weights. Like, there's no plates, just dumbbells. Like, what do they have?
No, there's plates.
Why?
Because I did what I've been doing. I did it when I was away, right? Because I out of necessity. Prior to me leaving, I only used it once in my location, right? And then I've been using it since I've been back, a day or two. I've been alternating days. I like the vibe, man. I really do.
But wasn't that their whole campaign, their whole marketing campaign saying, you know, making fun of people, I pick stuff up and I put them down?
Because yeah, well, that's what it is. They have like this whole like big thing on the wall. Like, you know, they give you this thing is like they don't want like muscle, they don't cater to muscle heads. They have like a lunk alarm or somebody's like dropping weights or grunting really loud. and stuff like that. Like, they have this whole thing they're trying to, like, cater to people who aren't really, you know, muscleheads or in shape.
So they have free weights, but they don't advertise them. That's I find that odd.
No, like, they have, I mean, the dumbbells don't go up too high. I think they go up to 75 pounds, the ones that I have been in. The curl bars only go up to, like, I can't, like, do arms there. I mean, I could do some arms there, but you can't do a lot of, actually, I could if I used the.
But you could sit down on a bench with a bar and put plates on it. No machine, no attachments, not a Smith machine.
Well, yeah, it is. It's the assisted machine, you know, where you have it on the slide. But they have plates. So you can actually put, like, the 45s, the 25s, the 10s. I was pretty impressed.
But you won't find an old school bench at all. You can't find an old school bench.
No. I mean, they have the benches without the rack attached to it that you can actually put on that assisted machine. But it's fine. You know,
I just wanted to clarify. Yeah,
no, I'm telling you. Yeah, no, I understand. It's not the same. You don't get the same movement because you don't have the whole bar. It's on the tracks, but you still can get the isolation and work on it. Like, I did legs the other day like that. I did squats and stuff. It was actually pretty good because
– Well, there's pros and cons to that, too.
You can't get somebody to squat you.
Like, what? If you – there's pros and cons to assisted, unassisted. When it's, you know, obviously assisted, you don't get to balance your form on your own. It does it for you, but at least you could control the weight a little bit better. So there's, like, pros and cons to both
assisted. No, that is. And I think you should alternate it, personally, because, again, it's the whole thing is the muscle movement and using the muscle. And, again, a lot of the movements, if you're going for strength, you're going endurance, what do you want? You know, the multiple muscles versus the single muscles. So I was impressed, man. So, I mean, they have a nice cardio deck. It's actually all the ones I've been to a couple of them as I've been going around checking them out. They've all been clean. The clientele has been great. The best thing about it is they have this hydro. You're going to ask me what everyone else has asked me, because I talked to people. I'm like, using the hydro massage is worth the membership alone. Because you pay $20, you can use anyone in there. You can bring a guest, and you can have full access to, like, you know, the tanning. They have haircuts. There's one that has a haircut. You go to a barber for free as part of your membership. I laughed. I said, who's going to come here to get the haircut? They said, you'd be surprised. A lot of people do.
But the hydro massage is, like, I've seen them all over Vegas. And, like, I'm forgetting about that. Still in the mall, they used to have all the cool electronic stuff. Like, you had one in there. But that's the one you put your body in, and you can feel it, right? It just goes, you're fully in
Yeah, well, right? you lie down in this bed, and you don't have a control to change the pressure. And, like,
Brookstone in the mall.
Yeah, Brookstone. The warmer water, and it's just like you can set the range of motion, like, you know, how high up, because again, it has to go with your height. How high up do you want it to go, and which part of your body, and how low do you want it to go? And it just goes up and down. Let me tell you something.
You've done that with your germ condition. You've done that.
That's what everybody said to me, because I was talking to people. I'm like, this is the best. And they're like, you've actually lied down and think, I'm like, you put your clothes on, and it has like a leather thing, and you just wipe the leather stuff down.
You know what? The one I ever asked you, because this made me think of that. And I know you ever did it, but the kids I grew up with, have you ever gone to like a tanning salon and lay down in a tanning bed? Have you ever done that in your time? Like before a vacation or anything? Like, have you ever gone to be tanned and put your naked body where somebody else's ass has been? Have you ever done that in your time?
I went tanning, I think, when I was 15 years old a couple times because I wanted to, like, you know, look cool.
I can't picture it.
14 years old. Yeah, no, that was it. Other than that, look at me. I'm not going to tan.
I know. You catch on fire like a fucking vampire. Last but not least, because I want to wrap up the podcast and go a little while, I just want to put this out there where, again, because I don't want to – I'll give my opinion, but I don't want to because of the person we want to see who just moved up there. I was for – ladies and gentlemen, you've heard a couple times. We didn't catch each other. B-Lo in B-Lo land always hounded me to go up there. So technically, I went up to B-Lo land, but I did not see B-Lo. And not knocking B-Lo land like I was to him directly, it goes to show how much of a city boy I am, because I was not comfortable in B-Lo land. I did not.
I'm going to tell you like what I told you when you told me that. Once you become settled down, you're still not settled down, in my opinion, with Mrs. T. And it's not saying anything disrespectful to the relationship. I'm just saying, once you settle down and you start building a life together, you're going to appreciate the B-Lo land much more than when you have little T's, real little T's, instead of you. You'll appreciate the B-Lo land more. You have to come to this B-Lo land because my B-Lo land's a little bit different.
Well, right now, and I hear what you're saying, a lot of people said this, when we settle down to build a family, and you know, we don't want to do the hustle and bustle of the city or commuting into the city or how far we have to commute, there will be options which get a little more suburban as opposed to urban. I don't know if I'll ever go to that extreme as to Beeloland, but from what I've seen on some of the areas in the outskirts of Beeloland, right now as this quarantine, I was very unsettled.
Outskirts of Beeloland. Yes. Yes. Outskirts of Beeloland. Some of those people, I do wonder, how do you have relationships? Because some of those on the outskirts, they're like so far away.
Below, what I saw, what I told you, streams in your backyard, bears in your backyard. I'm surprised there was fucking indoor plumbing, Below. I did not like it at all. Trees and trees, darkness, once nighttime.
You learn to appreciate the silence.
Fuck that. That is murder central. People die. They get fucking murdered in the woods. People up there fucking syrupy trees. I did not like it. And again, I won't give my full judgment, but I do think now more than ever, we'll pull it off. I think it would be very entertaining for the podcast the day that I do go up to visit you in Beeloland and to give my honest take of what it's like up there. We'll do that. Maybe we'll jump on from Beeloland together and record together from your house in Beeloland, and that'll be very entertaining.
That would be entertaining. You have to take your shoes off.
I'll take my shoes off. All right, Beeloland.
And you have to bring indoor clothes too.
I'll bring whatever the fuck you want to be comfortable in Beeloland, but I'm telling you right now, I will not be 100% comfortable. You know me well enough. Not now. We'll do this. If the podcast is still going 5-10 years from now, we'll see how much I've changed. But as
right now, I won't be here in 5-10 years. I already know.
Well, good. Well, let me know now because I'll replace you earlier on then, as opposed to later. As
a show. No, I'm not saying I won't be alive. I'm saying I won't be in Beeloland in 5-10 years.
All right, Bilo. I think that's the show for today.
Oh, wait. Are we going to record Marathon Monday?
I would love to say that, but you know as well as I do. By the time you get here, I get here, we start drinking, everybody starts coming over.
Well, if I can come down early.
Yeah, but I mean, now Melty's going to be over the night before. I got to get a workout in, and then you guys start coming down.
We can do it with the three of us.
Well, let's schedule
your day off. I mean, I take a day off every now and then.
But no, let's try to see if we could do it from the app. Let's test that out beforehand. I would like to do it on location, not just in the Tea Palace. I would love to get bits from out like on the finish line or at the game. Like you and I just pulling aside the game. All right, we're at the game.
But we can take out the recording if we're going to talk together and you can just merge it in. That's easy to do.
Let's do it that way.
Voice memo.
Yeah.
So, but again, well, I want to come. We should have an intro before we start and just say, hey, we're sitting here, you know.
We could probably do that.
The three of us.
I could turn on the computer. We could have a drink together. And that would be cool, the three of us getting together. Let's see if we could pull that off. A quick one. And then throughout the day, let's get that going.
I think that would be good. Start off and then you merge them all together and we can hear how the slurring is. And we'll have some pictures we could post. It would be a pretty good epic event.
It will be. We'll have a hats on. We'll tee blog posts, and they will be slurring because you know how we get on that day. All right. Beeloland, tell the listeners where to find you.
On Instagram, BILOTHECOHOST, Beeloland the co-host.
Beeloland the co-host that does not, you know, he does not promote. So I don't know if you stop following him and start talking to him, but that's where you can find Beeloland. Obviously, my stuff will come in. So Beeloland, one thing we got to start doing together is we're going to encourage people, as much as you don't do it yourself, to share the podcast, come to iTunes, rate us, rate the podcast. Say what you need to say about T, say what you need to say about Beeloland. If you like the podcast or not, go to iTunes, review and rate us. Beeloland, please encourage the audience. Let them know.
Please go to iTunes, T Podcast, rate us 5 stars.
5 stars.
Promote us. Nice. Share us. Listen to us.
Do what Beeloland doesn't do. Yeah, DM us, reach us. You can even DM Beeloland now if you go to Instagram. Send him fucking questions because I get questions. Send Beeloland questions and see if he answers what we answer on the podcast.
No, I'll answer because you showed me how to do 2 accounts on 1 phone.
Yeah. All right. Thank you everyone for tuning in. That was the show for Thursday, February 20th, 2020. That was the T Podcast number 143. Beeloland,
I love you.
I love you. I'll talk to you next week, buddy.
Peace out.
Until next time, always take it there.
Listen to both T and Bilo on the T Podcast every Thursday on iTunes and tblog.com. You can send comments and questions along to both T and Bilo at t@t-blog.com. That's t@t-blog.com. The show has now ended. T and Bilo have taken it there.